Hello everyone, it's Jana here, gentlemen. It's the 14th of July, day of the Bastille. And I'm in a very busy London. I don't know whether it's probably that many children already on holiday. The train was very busy and lots of tourists about. But then actually there's some sunshine for a change. So no doubt people want to use the good weather as long as it lasts. Mind you, it's supposed to get a bit warm at the weekend. We'll see. it's very busy at the moment. We've only got one more week of school to go, which means apart from school sports day, there's also I went to an open evening yesterday to look at the kids' artwork. There's a school disco tonight. So it's just every single day there seems to be something on, and I have to remember, you know, then it's bring in some plastic bags so we can give the kids their artwork back. School concert on Monday. Some classes are celebrating end of term, no school uniform. Do you see what I mean? So I'm just kind of living from one day to next. What do I have to remember for today? So I'm kind of looking forward to the weekend, even though I've not even looked at the schedule yet, because Amelia's got a day of rehearsals and then performance on Sunday. She's also got her viola exam today, so I hope that goes well. I think she's quite nervous about it. Though she can do it. She can do it. So I hope she just... when she stands there, because I always notice this when she picks up her viola, she seems to completely change. She's completely just concentrating and putting on a very serious face. And so I hope she can do that and she can get into that mode. And she'll be fine, I'm sure. But yeah, they've both got a cold now. As I think I said before, probably not helped by standing in the rain on the sports day. I'm just trying to get them enough rest so they can last for another week before it's holidays and we can all go phew and do what we want to do instead. I also wanted to say thank you to Big Rick for tweeting the link. The government will be debating a second referendum on the 5th of September. Now, a friend of mine who's a crown prosecution lawyer, and I've been talking to her a lot about this, she's actually sent a few comments to the petitions committee, but was advised they should probably go to the MP. So if you have anything that they should debate, send it to your MP, see if they can raise it in the House. Either that or the Foreign and Commonwealth Office. No idea why they responded to the petition, but they were the ones who said, no, we're not going to have a second referendum. I thought she was making a lot of valid points. I know a lot of us have been saying referendum wasn't fair, and the points she made was along the lines of, I'm paraphrasing terribly now, she was far more eloquent, but the thing is that she said if a government minister is asked to make a big decision or something like that, the civil service would equip them with a lot of evidence, fact-based evidence, and they would consider all that and then they would make the decision. Whereas that didn't happen in this case. The public were left to get any information they wanted from the political parties, who had their agendas from individuals, had their agendas from the press, who weren't influenced by, as I said before, those with money. So it wasn't really, really fair. And she had the example that if in a Well, in a court of law, you wouldn't put the jury in front of a set of newspapers and say, make up your mind after reading them. But they would, you would get all the evidence scrupulously argued, and then that would be given to the jury at the end to make their decision. So she was saying that it wasn't fair to expect the public to make a decision based on nothing. And she went canvassing, so she also knows how many people said to her, I don't feel comfortable doing this because I don't know, and I don't know where to get information. I don't feel well informed enough about this. So it's quite daunting. And one of the other points she made was that there were ideas beforehand that this may lead to the breakup of the union, but that wasn't really mentioned in any great depth. And a few of the voters who she spoke to and who told her, no, I'm going to vote Leave, came up to her afterwards and said, if I'd known that this was going to jeopardise the Northern Ireland peace process, I would have thought twice about voting Leave. So again, it's another issue that wasn't really mentioned enough. And it was just on that. So I do hope if there is a second referendum that this time some kind of evidence would be collated and presented to the public, not to leave them again at the mercy of the newspapers. And as I said, the media is still at it. It's incredible. Also heard again on the Today programme, new economics editor, I think, Dominic O'Donnell, made some kind of qualitative comment. Oh, yes, well, that's what those economists say. So kind of putting a bad light on those who, in their words, were doom-mongering. Then again, I don't think that that anything that the so-called any of the doom mongers said has actually been, it's only been, 2-3 weeks now? I don't think we can see yet what it's done to the economy. I mean, the FTSE 100 looks great. It's not been up there for ages. And it seems Mr. Weatherspoons is selling more beer, so he thinks it's great. And several big businesses like Siemens and Nissan said they are going to continue in the UK for the time being. But what we don't know is what it's going to do in the future when it comes to, they'll have to see, won't they? Because if they have to pay any kind of charges to export to the EU, then that'll be the point where they change direction. That'll be the opportunity that is missed. We can only hope that by then some other trade contracts, etc., are in place, and that other things can pick up that slack, I guess. But it's far too early to make any pronouncements right now on what damage this has done. Plus, let's not forget, we only just got a new government, so we're not going to know, and we don't even know what kind of deal they're aiming for, so until then there is uncertainty. Anyway, I'm here now, so I shall close. Thank you for listening, as always. Bye for now. Right, well, I'm home now, and there's a bit of bird singing going on, so I thought I'd leave you with that. And also, I probably should have clarified. I think it's the uncertainty that's the worst thing for the businesses, because they don't know what to do. So I suppose a lot of them just sort of carry on as before until they know what exactly is going to happen. But I think that's been stalling a lot of decisions ever since the referendum was announced. Closing with some birdsong.